This is Akashvani, the news read by Vaibhav Jyotsna Srivastav. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on an official visit to Russia on the 8th and 9th of this month. The External Affairs Ministry said Mr. Modi will be in Moscow at the invitation of Russian President Vladimir Putin to hold the 22nd India-Russia Annual Summit. The two leaders are also scheduled to hold discussion on contemporary regional and global issues of mutual interest. Prime Minister Modi will then travel to Austria on the 9th and 10th of this month. This will be the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Austria in 41 years. Mr. Modi will meet Austrian President Alexander Van der Bellen and will hold talks with Chancellor of Austria Karl Nehammer. The Prime Minister and Chancellor will also address business leaders from India and Austria. The Prime Minister will interact with members of the Indian community in Moscow as well as in Vienna. The centre has issued guidelines for funding of testing facilities, infrastructure and institutional support for development of standards and regulatory framework under the National Green Hydrogen Mission. The Ministry of New and Renewable Energy has said that the scheme will be implemented with a total budgetary outlay of 200 crore rupees till the financial year 2025-26. The scheme to be implemented by the National Institute of Solar Energy will support identification of the gaps in the existing testing facilities for components, technologies and processes in the value chain of green hydrogen and its derivatives. Our correspondent reports that the National Green Hydrogen Mission was launched on the 4th of January last year with an outlay of over 19,700 crore rupees up to financial year 2029-30. Government will come up with a new shipbuilding and ship repair policy soon to make India top 10 countries in the sector by 2030 and top 5 by 2047. This was stated by Secretary in the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, T.K. Ramachandran, yesterday. He said if tremendous demand stemming from the needs of the Indian shipping market are adequately targeted by Indian shipyards, it may result in an opportunity to extend of over 20 lakh crore rupees by 2047. New and engaging textbooks will be introduced in Class 3 and 6 from the academic year 2024-25. The Education Ministry informed that the textbook development work is in the final phase and 9 textbooks for grades 3 and 6 are already available. The remaining 8 will be available very soon. It was discussed as Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan did a detailed review of the progress of National Council of Educational Research and Training, NCERT textbook development with the Secretary, School Education and Literacy Director of NCERT and the Chairperson of Central Board of Secondary Education in New Delhi yesterday. 6 persons, including 4 men and 2 women, have been arrested in connection with the Hathras stampede that resulted in 121 deaths while interacting with media. Inspector General, IG of Police, Aligarh Range, Shalabh Mathur, said the 6 arrested people are members of the organizing committee and worked as sevadars. IG Mathur added that a 1 lakh rupee reward has been announced for information about the main accused, Prakash Madhukar. In Assam, flood situation has deteriorated further due to relentless rain. More than 21 lakh people are reeling under the deluge across 29 districts. Governor Gulab Chand Kataria visited flood-affected Morigaon district and interacted with the people. The governor also took stock of the prevailing situation and directed district administration to make adequate arrangements to meet the requirements of the affected people. The Labour Party is projected to lead the UK under Keir Starmer with a landslide victory, while the Conservative Party was heading towards a devastating defeat, according to the exit poll by 3 major TV networks. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with the Indian contingent heading to Paris for the Olympics. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he's confident that the athletes will give their best and make India proud. He said their life journeys and success give hope to 140 crore Indians. In Wimbledon, India's Yuki Bhanri, along with French companion Albano Olivetti, defeated Alexander Bublik and Alexander Shevchenko of Kazakhstan 6-4-6-4 in the first round of men's doubles in London last evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.